7:32 a.m. We're broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. Also, our panelist Roger Simon in studio with us. It's time now for the Middle Tennessee Fresh Forecast with Chief Meteorologist of the Star News Network, Daphne DeLauren.
Hey friends, good morning. Another toasty and muggy day, daytime high scorching into the upper 80s. It'll also be windy and another chance for some spotty showers and thunderstorms. A few of them could be on the stronger side, especially for areas north of I-40. Damaging wind and hail will be your greatest threats between the noon hour and the evening. Tonight will be pleasant though, partly cloudy, an overnight low of 69. From the Star News Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Daphne DeLauren wishing you a wonderful day.
And if you want to get the video, live video of that forecast a little bit more or extended, you can go to Tennessee Star, TennesseeStar.com. It'll be up about 9 o'clock today. Well, Roger Simon, you and I have been talking about this. I have to say again, you've got this fabulous book coming, Southbound Train, about all of the movement of people here to Tennessee and Florida and Texas, the demographic changes. And sort of related to that, you and I have been very much following all the back and forth of the politics here of the 5th Congressional District.
Oh, boy, will that be in my book.
I mean, isn't it fascinating?
It was a gift to me. sometimes writers just get lucky, and in this case, I got lucky. But yeah, as I was telling you earlier, the Epoch Times, in concert with the National Republican Women, the Nashville Republican Women, is a pretty active organization.
Very active, yeah.
They are going to be doing a new kind of debate or political forum on July 13th. So put that on your calendar.
And July 13th, by the way, this is about 2.5 weeks before the August, about 3 weeks before the August 4th,
August 4th
GOP primary.
Exactly.
We chose for the 5th Congressional District.
We chose it to be fairly close so that people will be paying attention as they should.
And before we get to the details of the debate, just to set the stage here about how important this particular race is, why do we talk about the 5th Congressional District so much? Well, first, it is Davidson County,
and
Middle Tennessee. But this has to do with who controls the House of Representatives.
Because sure does.
It's a big part of that. And so we have to look at in the House of Representatives, I think it's 435 members. I think right now it's like 221 Democrats and 214 roughly Republicans. So a switch of about five.
Changes everything.
Changes everything. And so all of the polls are indicating that there's a huge momentum for Republicans, but there's also redistricting that goes on every 10 years. And in the Democrat states, they gerrymander it. The gerrymandering in New York State was very bad. It was so bad that Democrat judges said, no, this is unfair. So we'll see how that plays out. On balance, the redistricting has been slightly to the advantage of Democrats, except in two shining stars, Florida and here in Tennessee, where, and you have to credit the Tennessee General Assembly for designing a redistricting that is totally in compliance with the Voting Rights Act of 1965, has not been challenged in court because they figured out what the rules were, and working in concert, Speaker of the House Cam Sexton and Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally designed a redistricting plan that met the letter of the law. But in doing so, they took the 5th Congressional District, which was at the time the previous district, Democrat plus 20, been represented by two decades by left-winger Jim Cooper, a Democrat. It's all of Davidson County, parts of Cheatham County, and parts of Dixon. That's the old district. That's gone. The new 5th Congressional District is the southern third of Davidson County, the western half of Wilson County, the eastern half of Williamson, all of Murray, all of Marshall, all of Lewis. It's Republican plus 11. If this seat goes Republican, the Tennessee delegation will go from 7R2D to 8R2D to 1D, and that could possibly be a key element in changing the balance of power.
Which makes this debate more important because it's a debate of Republicans. But it's, are we calling it a bit of a forum because we're going to change the way a debate is done? This is sort of
so
like.
So let me just pause here for a moment. What a wonderfully refreshing idea. Well, to change the way a political debate is done,
well,
because they're basically
remember,
joint press conferences.
Yeah,
right?
What we remember is, from the presidential debate of 2020 is how Chris Wallace, in his bias, changed the whole nature of the presidential election. What we're taking out of it is people like Michael Patrick Leahy and Roger Simon. We're taking them
because
we're biased. Yeah, but we're not alone.
I am fair and balanced, Roger.
Yeah,
with a conservative worldview.
We're not biased alone in the media. Everybody in the media is biased. Okay, and we're replacing, for the questions of the candidates, we're going to do a national hookup via the Epoch Times, which is pretty savvy at this kind of stuff now, and use what we call domain experts to ask the questions. In other words,
you say domain, others might call them like subject matter experts.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly. And for example, questions about China would be asked by a guy like Gordon Chang. Questions about healthcare would be asked by someone like Scott Atlas.
Oh, he's a sharp guy.
Yeah, he's a Trump guy, but he's more even-handed, and we'll look for experts that are even-handed, because we want information here to be revealed by the candidates about what they know about the subject A and what they think about the subject, and to do it in a way that, you know, you can't eliminate bias altogether. I mean, we're human beings, let's be honest. But you can do it to a great extent.
And now, this will be live streamed on the Epoch Times platform?
And already we've had feedback, like over in West Haven up there in Frankfurt, there's going to be a viewing party. And we recommend that to happen all over the place.
So will this be in the evening?
No, it will be at a regular luncheon time of the National Republican Women, but people can come.
Is it a Saturday or?
No, this is a weekday. It's July 13th, but we welcome everybody to come.
July 13th is a Wednesday.
Yeah.
How long will this be?
About an hour and a half. I mean, there's only so much people can take. Let's be real. But those who...
But Roger, I ask people 3 hours a day to be, you know, with us. But you're right. There's only so much people can take.
Right. Well, we're not talking about it. You're special.
Thank you, Roger.
The other thing about it is that if you can't catch the live stream over your, you know, lunch hour or whatever, you can, because it's all these live streams are frozen by the websites, you can plug in any time and watch it.
Okay. And so how many of these domain or subject matter experts will be there?
Probably about four or five, something like that. I'm going to New York to lock that
will
down.
Will they be there in person, or will they be?
No, they'll be on big television screens.
A big television screen.
Like a Zoom.
Okay. Okay, good. Good, good, good. Now, there are nine qualified candidates.
Yeah.
Some of them, I think it would be fair to say there's sort of first tier and second tier. Will you have all nine, or
no,
will you have first tier candidates?
We can't. I mean, you know, in an ideal world, we'd like to. But, you know, in reality, you can only use the top tier simply because, you know, you're getting these questions and they're complicated. You know, you're going to be asking serious questions about COVID, serious questions about the border. You know, these are all the issues that we discuss here on this show. And there's only so much time. I mean, that's the sad truth of the matter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But on the live stream, I mean, you've got Epoch Times is a pretty big platform.
Yeah.
Of course, it's a worldwide platform. And the people making the voting decision live, it's about probably 750,000 people who live in the 5th Congressional District. Of those, maybe 450,000 voters or 500,000 voters. What do you expect will be the viewership within the 5th Congressional District.
Well, one of the reasons I'm talking about it right here now on your show is to encourage people to tune in, whether they watch live at the live stream time or that evening. I mean, they can do either. Or they can go to the event. We'll advertise all that. But the other part of it is this is kind of like a TV pilot, meaning that the idea, if we pull this off, and who knows, it's an experiment for sure, to encourage others to do this kind of debate rather than the gotcha debates, which, you know, are getting a little tiresome.
1 minute.
More than a little tiresome. And if I see Chris Wallace ask a gotcha debate again, it will be, you know, I mean, people are going to say, what a joke that is.
It's like we all wanted to throw our shoes at the television screen.
Okay. By the way, speaking of Chris Wallace, you'll be able to throw your shoe at the television screen only 1 hour a week, Sunday night now on CNN.
Yes, we've heard about it.
Talk about a guy who made a bad career decision.
There's justice in the world.
There is. Hey, when we come back, it'll be time for News Potpourri. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Roger Simon. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.